Imagine for a moment that you're back in math class. You're going over problems in the lesson, and your teacher says, "Okay, so I think we're going to move on. Does everyone understand that? Everyone got that all figured out? Anyone need any extra help?" And you're very confused. What's the worst thing you can do? The worst thing you can do is just shut up and not raise your hand and just move on. Because then you're even more behind instead of saying, I don't quite get it. And we don't want to be that person because what if I'm the only one? That's exactly what the apostles are doing in the gospel this weekend. Jesus, for a second time, says, "I'm going to suffer and die. I'm going to rise again." And it says they didn't understand him, but they were afraid to question Jesus. They were afraid to ask a question, afraid to raise their hand. These are the students, the disciples of Jesus, the teacher, in his classroom. He's trying to teach them, and they are afraid to speak up. And it happens again when they come in the house, and Jesus says, "What were you arguing about on the way?" And he already knows. They're arguing about who was the greatest among them. And when he asked them about it, what does the gospel say? They remained silent. No one even bothered to say a word. These students are not ready to learn. They are closed up. They are unwilling to learn, unwilling to ask. This is one of the great, one of the many proofs of Christianity, is that the Gospels don't try and paint over the weaknesses and the flaws of the apostles and the disciples. They just put them out there for all to see. These are ordinary people struggling to come to know, to think like God. So after that, why does Jesus put that child in their midst? Put his arms around this child. "If you receive this child, you receive me." He's trying to teach them. He wants them to be humble. He wants them to become open-hearted. And first of all, he does that because children in the world of the Bible had no social standing and hardly any legal rights. So he's first of all saying, if you receive this child who's like a nobody, there's something about that that's connected to me, who's going to be a nobody when I suffer and die and then rise. That's number one. And secondly, and this is what I want to focus on, secondly, is that a child, especially a young child, has this kind of openness to the world that is so beautiful and so instructive in how we're meant to come before God. Later in the gospel, Jesus will say, "Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Think about that. Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's intense. I think what Jesus is pointing to is that a child, especially a young child, before they kind of have some of the cynicism and skepticism of maybe it comes with adolescence and maturing, is a little child always wants to raise his or her hand in class, always asking questions, always seeking to learn and to soak up knowledge. I mean, how many of you, your kids, your grandkids, always were asking the question, "Why? Why? Why?" And just when you think you got to the metaphysical bottom of reality and finally answered the question, "But why?" It's this beautiful openness, right, that children have who are those good students in the classroom. And this is one reason why, just as a side point, at St. Rose of Lima, we're launching this year for our youngest learners this method of encountering Christ and teaching the faith called the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. It's kind of based off the Montessori method. It's a way of people experientially encountering God, especially in the liturgy. And it's amazing to watch kids, as the teachers aren't so much instructors or lecturers, but they're more like guides and companions who lead children into the mystery. And what's amazing is that what happens is after that, the children then begin to lead the adults, the teachers, into the mystery of God. It's this beautiful circle of encountering Christ with this open heart that seeks to ask and to raise one's hand and not to be silent or to be afraid to ask questions. That's one reason why we're starting that here. The point is, if we're to become like children of the kingdom, we have to overcome that reluctance and that fear to bring our hearts and our minds to Jesus, to share with him what is most deeply within us. Little story, a few years ago, I was talking to a man who said that he felt very distant from God. He wanted to really kind of learn how to pray better. And we began talking, and I said, "When did you begin to feel this distance?" And he said, "You know, I think it did start right after my mother passed away." And he said that when his mother passed away, he was with her, and she died in a very painful manner. You would even say a very undignified manner. And it was very traumatic. And he was certainly quite upset, but also because his mother was a woman of great faith who served the church with her whole life, and kind of asked me the question like why would God let this happen to my mom? This agonizing, overly painful death. And as he began to lean into that, you know, he began to, for the first time, really give God his anger. Like, he didn't remain silent before Jesus' question, but he actually gave the Lord, spoke to the Lord, how angry and how upset he was that this is what happened to his mom at the end of her life, even though she's a woman of faith. And really quickly, he said he began to feel the closeness to the Lord. He began to experience healing and understanding of what was happening in that moment. Even hearing like words from the Father given to his heart, like everything began to come alive. Because like a child of the kingdom, he just asked the questions he thought he couldn't ask. He gave his heart to God, even with the anger and the negativity. And things began to change. He wasn't silent before the Lord. He let his heart be known. And like a little child, he became very close to the Lord in that sharing, even of the stuff that was tough. So brothers and sisters, for us, how do we need to grow to become not taller but shorter, smaller, into children of the kingdom? How is Jesus seeking to ask us what we're thinking about, what we're feeling? Do you understand why I went to the cross and rose? We need to open up to the Lord about that, to let him in, so that we can be good students, good disciples in the classroom of the Master. He can really teach us. He looks for that childlike heart, that open heart, that we can really learn what's most important. Today, as we draw near the Eucharist here to give thanks that God has adopted us as his beloved children, we take upon our lips, literally, the words that the children of Jerusalem said 2,000 years ago when they said, "Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David," when Jesus came into the temple on Palm Sunday. Others said, "Be quiet, don't say that, that's wrong, be silent." And they simply said, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They would not be silent. They spoke out to their Lord and their teacher. May we do the same as we literally echo their hymn today and welcome Jesus among us as we say, "Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David."